We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this September 4th, 2011, Global Trends Mission Against Tyranny. There's a lot of good news I'll tell you about is coming up later in this special transmission before the holiday tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal and others have been forced to report on something that we've known, well, for close to 10 years, that the EPA was ordered to lie to the firefighters, police, and others that were first responders on 9/11 and tell them that the air was safe to breathe. Now, Mount Sinai and many other prestigious medical institutions have done major studies, even going back 7-8 years, right after the event, showing that they had asbestos poisoning, lead, mercury, all sorts of other just toxins filling their lungs, and that there have been massive increases in the rate of cancer and deaths, not just in the first responders and then the cleanup crew and the aftermath, but also in the police rescue dogs. So here's the Wall Street Journal. Study points to WTC cancer risk. Rates among firefighters who were at site higher than for those who weren't. Firefighters who worked at Ground Zero are 19% more likely. I've seen other studies that shows it's even worse. Who have cancer than their colleagues who did not work at the site, according to newly published research that could pave the way for government payments to those suffering from some types of cancer. I thought we got a law passed to finally give them health care. Well, no, they still don't get treatment for cancer, but we're moving in the right direction. Continuing with some good news, as you know, the acting director of the ATF, he never got confirmed, has had to step down. He's been caught perjuring himself, and he squealed and blew the whole thing wide open that there were 6 government agencies involved, not just the ATF, FBI, DEA, but Border Patrol, Coast Guard, IRS, and others involved in shipping tens of thousands of firearms into Mexico, Honduras, and other areas, and to gangs around the United States to knock out their drug dealing competition, and then blame the Second Amendment. So internationally, it's about destabilization and arming gangs that knock out their drug dealing competition in favor of the gangs that launder their money through globalist banks, and domestically about demonizing the Second Amendment. Now, in bad news, and we were proven right, unfortunately, yet again, Libyan rebels round up blacks, put them in prison camps. The Associated Press is now having to admit that several weeks on, as the quote, rebels, the Al-Qaeda-backed, Western-backed groups, are engaged in a scorched earth policy killing black Libyans. There's always been some racial slash tribal strife between the predominantly Arab area of North Africa and the black indigenous population that's always been there. And Gaddafi had kind of had a multicultural type view on that. One of the things the dictator, I guess, wasn't too bad on. And so now things have gone from bad to worse, and it's a giant humanitarian disaster. We need to point out this is nothing but a giant NATO power grab, a resource power grab, and that this is the new UN model for warfare. They come in, the globalists covertly finance rebels. They militarily strike. It's called a humanitarian disaster, and we must send in NATO and troops to bomb and attack to liberate the country, and then it actually causes the humanitarian disaster that they claimed that they were fighting against. Now, coming up, I'm going to re-air that interview we did with Ron Paul from Wednesday because it was so powerful. And I'm asking all of you to record this or go to InfoWars.com and get the YouTube of it or PrisonPlanet.tv and send it to everyone you know. Then we've got several other guests coming up. Prodigy of Mobb Deep, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on the disaster in Libya, the CEO of Gibson, Henry Juskowitz. It's all coming up on this special Sunday transmission. I want everybody to have a great holiday coming up tomorrow, and be safe and spread the message of liberty and spend time with your family.
Yeah. Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's the hardest working statesman we've got up there at the federal government level. And, of course, Congressman Ron Paul is one of the few statesmen we've got. And we've only got him for 15 minutes, so let's get right into it. Congressman, what do you make of the Super Congress and the fact that Congress was not able to even be involved in the Libya operation?
Well, to me, it's an outrage. First, the Super Congress is some newfangled invention by the people who couldn't solve the problems up there and weren't willing to cut anything, so they're just going to pick 12 people who are supposed to, you know, pick out the things to really cut. So I have no confidence that they'll achieve anything, and even if they did, it'd be risky, because why should we turn the whole Congress over to 12 individuals to make these decisions? So I don't anticipate that they're going to come up with a solution. If they did, they'll probably be raising taxes, and they probably won't cut any money away from some of this militarism going on there. They haven't even been brave enough to cut the money from Libya, so I don't expect a whole lot to happen from that Super Congress.
Congressman, is there any recourse with Obama telling Congress, I don't need your authority to go to war in Libya, I have the UN giving me the authority, and I, quote, do this for their credibility? I mean, are we just going to, I guess, sit here collectively? I mean, I know you've been fighting it, and just allow the power of the purse and the power of war to more and more move to the executive?
I'm afraid that people aren't going to demand it, and the Congress won't respond. And there's a few of us, you know, that file suit, and we try to fight it and vote against the funding, but we never get the majority. But, you know, it's not like it's brand new. I know this is an outrage, but, you know, it's pretty much what's been going on since Truman. Truman actually, you know, did that on Korea, and of course, we still are spending money on Korea. At times, a president would come and get token approval. They never get a declaration of war. It's just a token approval to do what I want. If I want to fight a war, I can, and Congress is expected to finance it. So we've given up a lot over the last 100 years, and I think the responsibility of the Congress to be the final decision maker on going to war, that's been long gone lost, but that's one of the things we've all been fighting for, is try to restore that principle to our country.
Recently, shifting into monetary issues, you had Bernanke on the hot seat. You said, is gold money? And he said, no, it's not. Their counterfeit Federal Reserve notes are. Now we've seen 2 weeks ago on Meet the Press, the former head of the Federal Reserve, Greenspan, I'm sure you saw it, say, hey, we're not going to default. We'll just print money. But isn't that a form of default? That's that inflation tax you've been talking about, and another way of cheating people that have bought the treasuries. I mean, it's looking more and more like Hitler in his bunker to watch the Federal Reserve giggling about what they're doing.
Yeah, once a country gets this indebted, they never pay their bills. They can't work their way out. Theoretically, we could, you know, if we did all the things necessary, but in reality, countries don't. And especially if you end up over 40% of the money you need to operate, if you have to borrow it, it's at a point almost of no return. So they have to liquidate the debt. First, they won't admit we're in bankruptcy because they've been able to pawn it off on the American taxpayers by raising taxes and inflating the currency and borrowing around the world. But we literally are bankrupt. So the debt has to be liquidated. And it is true, we won't default. they won't pay off the holders of bonds. They'll always be paid off, just like the holders of the obligations for Social Security will always send a check. But what they don't have control on is the value of that money they send. Matter of fact, it is a deliberate policy of the Fed, and Bernanke has essentially admitted this, that the only way we can get out of this is inflation. Some of the liberal economists are saying what this economy really needs is an inflation rate of about 6%. And they're actually encouraging the inflation in order for the real debt to go down. Obviously, if your dollar loses 50% in purchasing power, your real debt goes down 50%. So 50% inflation, which they're liable to get, the real debt goes from 14 down to 7. But the real problem is everybody doesn't suffer equally. Some people suffer more. Some people actually benefit. And the middle class generally gets wiped out. And if they want to aim for 5, 10, or 15, or 30% inflation, they don't have control of it. It may turn into 100% inflation, and it'll get out of control. And that's what I think is our greatest danger right now.
Congressman, it's been said by a lot of pundits that you're a prophet. I think Al Sharpton even said that. And then they can't deny that basically everything you've talked about has now come true. And they say Ron Paul's on a mission. He's certainly educating people. So at least they're admitting that you are in a war of ideas and that you're trying to change the course of history. And I would say successfully doing that, win, lose, or draw. But getting some into the campaign, even when you were on Neil Cavuto yesterday or a few days ago, I saw it on YouTube last night, not sure when. You know, he kept saying, too bad you can't win. I sure love you. Too bad you can't win. So it was kind of a back slap in a smiley way. I'm not attacking Cavuto. But the issue is, in every poll I've seen, I watch it, you've been number one, number two, or number three for the last 6 months. And you win the New Hampshire straw poll. You get a technical tie, even when they're buying the votes in Iowa. And they put out this hoax that you can't win. But then, meanwhile, and this is what I want you to speak to, you've got Romney, who's the Obamacare author, his model. It's now come out that not only was Perry the campaign manager in Texas for Gore, but that now we learn in 93 he gave speeches and wrote letters endorsing Hillary Care, worse than Obamacare, and forced Gardasil shots, sir. So I know you're a gentleman, but it all hinges, in my political opinion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you have much greater gravitas than I, on you going after these people because they are basically like Obama, but they look more like Ronald Reagan. I mean, what do you say about these two establishment hacks that the system is exalting as our, you know, as our new leader?
But generally, over the years, I've allowed their policies to speak for themselves, and their policies are now failing wholesale. That's why our voice is growing in strength and credibility, because everything they say and do and advocate is a total failure, whether it's the wars they fight or the printing of the money or running up these debts and all these proposals for the bureaucracy. I mean, just think of the size of government over the last the growth of the government over these last 50 years has been horrendous. So I think that is such glaring evidence that I don't relish the thought of just really accusing them of all sorts of things, because they're all to blame and it's bigger than one person.
I understand, but those are the guys that they're selling your voters, mainline Republicans, libertarians, conservatives. I mean, Rick Perry has gone from doubling, you know, the size of Texas government in 10 years to saying basically that he's, you know, I'm the real Ron Paul, I'm Rick Perry, and the Federal Reserve is almost treacherous or treasonous. I mean, he's trying to become you. So what do you say to that?
Well, I think that people have to realize and look at his record, and when they look at his record, they know that he's a flip-flopper. I mean, how can what he say be much different than what Romney has done with his medical care system up in Massachusetts? And you're right. Barry has endorsed Hillary's program. So, but the American people, I guess one reason why it seems so obvious to me, why does anybody even have to lecture people? Why don't they just wake up and look at history and investigate a little bit? But I think more and more is coming out. I think Perry, is going to be a very, very formidable politician, and he may well walk off with it. But it's a sad state of affairs if the people don't wake up and look at their records. You know, how can they be so happy about, like you said, he was the chairman for Al Gore in Texas in, 1980, I guess.
1988, handing roads over to the center of Spain, Bilderberg Group meetings, forced inoculations. I mean, the fact is he's doing all this stuff now, not just in 93 praising Hillary. What person in their right mind would support Hillary care? I mean, I was 18 years old when they were trying to ram through, or 17, and I knew it was bad when I was 17. So right there, it shows he's got major judgment problems.
People in Washington that I've known for years, and those generally who run for presidency, the only thing that motivates them is power. And it's not sound ideas, it's not freedom, and they're locked in on this power struggle. Both parties are this way. The parties pretend they're different, and they have different rhetoric, but, you know, regardless of which party's in control, they end up doing the same thing.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Left with you, sir, so I want to move quickly here. Obviously, when you say he may well walk away with it, you are within striking distance. If we can just expose the hoax that is Rick Perry and then the other minion, Mitt Romney, you are going to have it, sir. And it's perfect timing. You're the man of the hour. God has literally given you to us that you've been right all these years, never compromised, right as America's collapsing. Here you are with the constitutional, tried and true, common sense solutions. But if you do lose, you still win by educating people. You say that you're going to go home after this when your term is up. If you don't win the presidency, and leave, sir, are you still going to write and speak?
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't do that. I've always thought that I've always done the same thing, whether I'm in office or out of office or whatever, and the goals have always been the same. The elected position has generally been secondary. But the one thing is, if you're in the business of trying to change the course of a country, you can do a much better job if you're in office. And obviously, you know, as president, I can do a much better job than if I'm just looking for a format and wondering where I'll go next. So, it's more or less out of my hands. I just do what I have to do, and we'll see how things come out.
So we'll still be able to have you pop in from time to time, even if you do retire.
I'm going to be around.
You are awesome, sir. Final questions here, because this is why I know you're so real, not just that you don't compromise and not just your perfect constitutional voting record. I hope everybody gets behind you. Campaign for Liberty as well, all the other great candidates. Donate at ronpaul2012.com. Knock on doors. Get involved in your party precincts. Become a delegate. Ron Paul can win and will win if we get behind him. He's put his hat in the ring and is pouring his heart and soul out. It's up to us to get behind Ron Paul or wish later by gnashing our teeth that we would have. But, sir, in closing, last year at a Campaign for Liberty event, you talked about a coup in America. You said the CIA's been caught shipping drugs in. We've had a coup in America. I want you to specifically, because I get a lot of questions about that to this day, what you exactly meant by that.
Well, I imagine if you pin me down, the literal sense of what a coup generally is, probably not quite that, but for the CIA to really be running the show, I was referring to the CIA at the time, because it's so secretive, it's somewhat like the secrets of the Federal Reserve in finances, it's so hard to find out what's going on. But the CIA is involved in war. They are involved in military activity. They pick targets from Langley in Alexandria, in Virginia. They can shoot missiles to any spot in the world, generally killing a lot of people they shouldn't be killing and missing the ones they're trying to target. So therefore, it is totally secret. This is even out of the realm of what Obama does. this is very serious. And now we have the DOD person, Petraeus, going over to the CIA, and then the CIA head going over to the military. It's such a mixed deal that we don't know exactly what's happening, but I know the CIA has been involved in so many elections around the world. They pick and choose dictators. I'm sure they're in, I don't think there's any doubt, they're very much involved in these revolutions going on in the Mediterranean, and we're just out trying to pick dictators. So I just don't like all this secrecy and government out of the control of the people who are responsible.
Well, Congressman, we've got to let you go. I want to ask you one last question and just remind folks to get behind RonPaul2012.com. Speaking of FEMA, you've been criticized for saying we don't need FEMA, but all they do is confiscate guns at Katrina. That's really not the federal government's job, I guess. But you were asked by reporter Robert Wanick a few weeks ago in Iowa about the H.R. 645 National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and you said, yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country, no doubt about it, responded Paul. Sir, in conclusion, what did you mean by that? Who are they?
Well, I'm not even sure I recall that exact conversation, but, you know, the FEMA's in charge of all emergencies, so whether it's a natural disaster or whatever, they're in charge of our land. They're land planners. They're economic planners, and they're planning for any provision, and they, I think the establishment, the people in Washington, both Republicans and Democrats, know history just like we do, that you can have a breakdown of law and order. So the people, unfortunately, will be begging for a stabilization, and they'll be inviting the federal government to come in to stabilize things. So I think they're making plans along those lines to how they take care of a problem when there's a breakdown of law and order.
And they'd like that power grab.
That's their goal. It's all about power.
Congressman Ron Paul, RonPaul2012.com, sir. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. And I always feel guilty when I call up and get him on the show because I happen to know how hard he's working. But there he was, and that was definitely a powerful interview. Wow, that is the real deal. Perfect constitutional voting record. You claim you're an American, you claim you stand for America, that's it. In fact, I really have to agree. I admire Ron Paul more than anybody else out there alive, unless you're talking about my dad or somebody or my grandpa's. But politically, he's it. And if you want founding father material, who was it? Lou Rockwell said, we haven't had something like this since the time of Jefferson. He has never compromised. He works 18 hours a day, admittedly sleeping less than 6 hours. He might take off, I've been told by a lot of folks that know him more than I, 1.5, maybe 2 days a month. All the rest of the time, stoic research, radio interviews. All he does is exercise for 1 hour in the morning. He doesn't even hardly eat anything. I've been at events when Ron Paul's, he doesn't eat. He barely sleeps. And you can see it in his face. You've got to pray for that guy. I mean, that's why he gets demonized and attacked. And the COINTELPRO says he's not real. You're not real. You're scum. You're filth. You work for the globalist. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For 6 years. That's right. Before we knew the name of the secret federal program to train Los Zetas at Fort Benning, Georgia, then have them engage in a fake defection, forming their own border drug cartel, Shelley Castile and many other sources here in Texas. Shelley Castile, of course, retired DEA agent, had said that a coming war over narcotics and the $500 billion coming in a year, most of it through Mexico, heroin and cocaine, that there would be a war over that $500 billion. And that, well, just 3 years ago, that Los Zetas had tried to recruit him to train people near the King Ranch down by Kingsville, Texas. And now it's all happened. And at first, ATF agents began to blow the whistle about the fact that they were basically ordering gun shops to let certain key people come in and buy masses of firearms to then take them into Mexico. Now we've learned, and this has come out in federal court in Chicago, it's been reported on by the Chicago Tribune and the El Paso Times. Of course, Paul Watson saw it in the federal record months ago before they even covered it. Proud of our work at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now it has come out that indeed they were shipping the guns directly to the drug cartels, not just in Mexico, but in Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, and other cities. And how did all this happen? The rats began to bite at each other. The head of the ATF, 3 months ago, was caught perjuring himself before Congress, and ATF agents who he was hanging out to dry released the orders, the documents, the memos, and the emails ordering them to do this. He was trying to deny it. Then he came out and said, okay, I was ordered to by Eric Holder, the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General. And then he said, here's more documents. Don't blame me. The FBI and DEA were involved. Well, now that's all mainstream news. DEA, FBI, ATF shipping guns to Honduras, to Mexico, and to drug gangs in major cities, major distribution points, Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, and now it's coming out that the same thing was going on in areas of New Mexico, Texas. We're learning more every day. What a window into the fact that this federal government is gangster at the top and has put its gangsters in most of the high-level and mid-level positions and are now trying to purge good people. Now, it gives me some faith in America that we can still turn this around, that it was ATF agents, five of them, some of them mid-level, senior in their area, that said, we're not going to be part of this and leaked the information and then went public. They were either fired or demoted. And, of course, it came out 2 weeks ago, as the Attorney General tries to cover this up, that the supervisors that blocked the information and threatened reprisals, they, of course, the LA Times reported, have now been given raises and elevated to the national level with cush desk jobs now. So this is a criminal mafia that, A, wanted to get guns to cartels trained by the Pentagon to consolidate the flow of drugs into the United States through Mexico and also out of Central and South America, we now learn. That's mainstream news. A month ago came out. Now, continuing, domestically, it had the added goodie of blaming the Second Amendment. And I saw Holder 2 years ago saying, we've got to pass gun laws. We've got to ban assault weapons. We've got to restrict, you know, buying more than one gun because of the violence in Mexico. And then even after he got caught, he rolled out, as you know, about a month and a half ago and went ahead and said, I don't need a stinking law. Congress wouldn't pass this law. They tried to pass it. So now in four states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. Wait, is Nevada involved? Is it five? No, it's four. In those four states, they now, outside of law, do whatever the ATF says. And they're going to people that go in and buy a high-powered rifle or buy 1,000 rounds of ammo. I see it in the news every day. They're then being ATF visited or even SWAT teamed. And I'll see it in the news. Man had 27 guns and 4,000 rounds of ammo, and they'll have neighbors saying, it's so frightening. And it's, you know, the retired veteran has been arrested. In fact, I was mailed one of these. Dude pointed it out to me this morning. The Orleans County Record out of Massachusetts, right up there on their northern border. And it says, firearms seized. And it says, ATF take guns from former police officer who has no criminal record. Retired. He ran for sheriff, almost won, but didn't won, Mr. Chiotti. And he's been a gun dealer for many years. That's why he quit being a cop, so he can make money and, you know, sell guns. He's a registered federal firearms dealer. And they say right here they confiscated his firearms, and they say there's no charges and that they're just taking them, and that's the end of it. So we're going to work on getting him on. It says above, Sergeant David Peterson, a member of the Vermont State Police Bomb Squad, left to assist U.S. alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents at the home of the individual below. the home in St. Jonesbury below. A basket of firearms sits on the porch. Oh, there's a little a bucket of them, and there was a couple dozen rifles. My God, this is horrible. What am I supposed to do? I mean, I've got granddaddy's firearms. I've got firearms my dad bought me when I was a kid and a teenager. Got the first 410 shotgun he bought me. I've got the guns. I mean, am I evil? I've got thousands and thousands of rounds of ammo. That's how you buy it inexpensively, so you can target shoot and protect yourself. I mean, I see this all the time. Every couple days, it's almost always the same type of headline. And it's in Maryland, Illinois, California, even Florida, Texas. I see it everywhere. Neighbors saw Mr. Johnson, Mr. Brown, in his garage with a firearm and called police. And it's always the same. In some cases, it's gunsmiths. You got the old guy's wife's in there watching TV or cooking dinner. It's almost always a veteran. No criminal record. He can skin a buck. He can run a trot line. They almost always live in some rural subdivision. It's always just, you know, that type of person. And it's always the same story. They're seen, I've interviewed many of them, they're seen in their garage cleaning a rifle or working on one for a neighbor. Somebody walks their dogs. They see some guns lined up there in the little workshop, and they call the cops. Cops come. They go ahead and arrest them. They go ahead and take their guns. And in some cases, they go to jail. They call it an arsenal. And then I go look up the state law. There's no law. And you're like, well, how do they go to jail? Well, how are people getting 5-year, 12-year sentences or charged life in prison in Illinois for videotaping police on the public street? How do they take children every day for not taking vaccines? There's no law. How did the U.S. government sterilize 500,000-plus people up until the mid-1980s? Under the eugenics courts. They're not real courts. And they'll grab you off the street and cut your uterus out. Or lop your testicles off. People email me going, that's not what they did in sterilizations. Yes. Yes, they did it as medical experiments. They would have medical students come in generally from the 20s right through the 80s. I've interviewed the people. It's been all over the news. And they'll just lop it off. This is what America is, okay? Hardcore narcotics trafficking, gun dealing, child kidnapping, gangs of murderers that run the government. Right next to compartmentalized ATF, FBI, sheriff's deputies that are changing old ladies' tires and going to domestic disputes and going to horrible car wrecks and standing out in 110-degree heat radar gunning people to raise money for the system. And you've got totally, generally blind, well-meaning, break-their-back-for-America cops right next to their bosses who are narcotics trafficking killers. And everything with the New World Order is about hoaxes, and it's about compartmentalization. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is my song to the Most High, who created all life on earth, like the birds that fly, the sweet air we breathe, all the plants and trees, the sun, and they planted in the galaxy. Yo, they feeding us books with all these books. We didn't ask to be here. We got took, enslaved, and killed. We was raped and hung. We was lied to and forced to build America, robbed of our technology and knowledge itself. The black man is the original man of this earth. We can live under the sun. It give us strength. The white man gets sunburned. The cancer of the skin. I got a lot of white friends. I'm not a racist. I acknowledge the Most High. I'm not an atheist. I just see through the bullets and speak my mind. They terrified of my words, so they censor my rhymes. Good Lord, I'm crying out to you. Have mercy on the slave master's souls. They did us dirty. They don't give a fuck about their own poor white trash. Just imagine how they feel about my black ass. Christopher Columbus, the Indians was here first. The Vatican, the pyramids is older. Shut off the nose and the lips of our statues. Mad it was black faces staring back at you. We even built pyramids on Mars. They won't tell us about that, cause then we realize who we are. When I wrote Pearly Gates, they said I hated God. So I wrote this song for the creator, the all.
My world is empty without you.
Prodigy of Mobb Deep is our guest for another 45 minutes or so. Then we're going to get a pop-in from Mike Adams on the police and the feds raiding folks selling mangoes, papayas, other evil things like raw milk cheese. And they got them on $120,000 bond each. Public store, again, to be technical, I bought food in another store this weekend, but my wife went to Whole Foods and got the raw milk cheese. It's our favorite. We've been buying it for a couple of years. Now that it's available, it tastes completely different. So are they going to raid Whole Foods here in Austin? I mean, this is incredible stuff, so that's coming up. Now, following this, where's the stock market right now? Because, guys, I know it's plunging as we speak. Dow plunges 350 points on total fear, and it's still dropping. The dollar's dropping. Gold has blasted up to, what is it, 1,680 something? Now, give me the latest on that. It's all moving up quick because they're globally devaluing the dollar. They're talking about tax increases and super Congress. This is a tax increase to devalue your money. And if you're wealthy, it's going to hurt you. If you're middle class, it's going to hurt you really bad. And if you're poor, you're in trouble. because the wages aren't going up, but what you can buy with that money's going down. My grandma and her Social Security, she worked at a print shop till she was 70-something years old, and my grandma can't basically live without us helping her. Okay, my grand, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about what's happening. This is bondage. This is bondage. The globalists are destroying the world economy, their carbon taxes, all of it. We're going to be breaking it down. Going back to prodigy of Mobb Deep, a legendary Grammy Award-winning rapper who goes right back to the start of all the big superstars we have today. He was getting into his awakening, and he started to, you got to the point of talking to folks selling books on the street. Please continue.
Yeah, so there was this guy named Dr. Yo. You know, he had a community in Brooklyn called the Ansar Law Community. And basically, he had his people out in the street selling books and the Muslim oils and different things like that, like incense and stuff like that. So I used to stop at the table to pick up this coconut oil because I liked how it smelled, you know, because the girls liked it. So at the table, they would sell these books written by Dr. Yo. You know what I mean? And it was a book. It was the first books that I've read were books on, like, the holidays. One book was about Christmas. One was about Easter. And it showed, like, the origin of these pagan, you know, evil holidays. So I picked it up, and I was like, what the hell is this? Because they had one, the Christmas book had the Santa Claus looking like Satan on the cover. I mean, it was just, like, strange. I never saw nothing like that before. You know, I was only like 16. So I picked up the book and I started getting into it. And I started learning who Dr. York is and what he's about and the stuff that he teaches. And then I started reading a lot of his books. And I realized that, you know, this dude was basically teaching, you know, people, especially black people, you know, about our origin and where we come from and how we, you know, we have a great history in this world and how we were, like, basically brainwashed, you know, and soul-washed of all of our history and of who we are and everything.
Well, that's right. If you go back to Roman times, no one looked at and said black men were inferior. I mean, that wasn't even, you know, debated or discussed. And you can lay out your historical review. But what really, from my research, you go back 500 years ago, they wanted to start this transatlantic slave trade, and they had indentured servants who were white in Europe. But they said, hey, we can use Bible passages and distort them, dealing with Ham and Cain and Abel, and say that these people deserve to be slaves, and it actually took some selling, but because the sailors themselves from Europe were mainly pressed and slaves on the ships, if you actually research it, I mean, most of them were captured and put on the ships to run them. That's why there were so many people breaking off and becoming pirates, that then they sold that idea, and that really is an idea that didn't exist till, what, 500 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they flipped it. And a lot of the Bible, so-called Bible stories and all that, or whatever. So, you know, Dr. York was just putting it out there, you know what I mean, and really, you know, exposing it to the world, you know, and sharing the information with everybody and accepting everybody also. You know, no matter what color you are, no matter what race you are, he was teaching that this is information that needs to be, you know, just that needs to be put out there, needs to be learned.
Sure. When did you start learning about the Illuminati? Because you told me you've seen the Obama deception, you know, the radio show. I said, well, what's your favorite clip? And you said the Bohemian Grove, the David Gergen situation.
Yeah. I mean, through his books, you know, through Doc's books, that's how I learned about it. That's how I bumped into it. Because, you know, it all coincides with each other. You know what I mean? Once you start learning the origin of things and you start learning, you know, the background and things, what was going on, you're going to stumble on this word Illuminati, and you're going to stumble on, you know, the whole diabolical plan and the whole grand scheme of things of what's happening, you know what I mean? So that's how I bumped into it. And then, you know, later on, years down the line, you know, I started doing research. To me, I'm like, this is too unbelievable. The information that I was learning was, like, too incredible. You know what I mean? So it forces you to do your own research. It forces you, like, back then, there wasn't no internet when I was growing up. out.
That's what I did, the exact same thing. So you've been awake for close to 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I've been learning ever since I was like 16. I've been learning, doing research. So, you know, I'm 36 now, you know what I mean? So that's about, 20 years, you know what I mean? I've been really doing my research, you know what I mean, and studying this whole thing. You know, so I started in the libraries, finding old books and just passing around information that used to get passed around the street, like different VHS videotapes that a lot of the people that I knew in the street life, like a lot of my criminal friends, they weren't all just dumb criminals running around. A lot of them were very intelligent. You know what I mean? A lot of them.
Well, that's the economy, like they say in The Godfather, that for 100 years they've been shipping the illegal contraband into those black neighborhoods to make that the zone where it was acceptable. So people say, oh, look, these people are criminals. Well, the point is that's the economy that was set up there by the system.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. And it's a stereotypical thing that people look at us like, oh, whatever, he's just a, or whatever, you know what I mean? But anyway, a lot of my friends, you know what I mean, we would pass around information to each other, videotapes of I think it was called the Illuminati 2000, it was this crazy show that we used to watch, and it had, I forget the guy's names on there.
Anthony Hilder?
Yeah, exactly, Anthony Hilder, and the other guy with the glasses.
Chad Gunderson, Chad Gunderson, he just died over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Jordan Maxwell.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be on those tapes a lot with Anthony Hilder. So we used to watch those. We used to pass them around. And this is how we got more into it. We like, damn, I started seeing these tapes. I'm like, hold up. This is the same thing that Dr. York was talking about. So I started, the dots started connecting. You know what I mean? When the internet came around, I would research all the things that I was learning from Hilder, Maxwell, York, and from everybody, and then I bumped into you, your information, you know, Alex Jones. And I'm like, wow, everybody is saying the same thing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.